Hello, it's the post-match show from the Glenbrook after Liverpool beat Derby County on penalties. To go through the game, but mainly the pens, to be honest with you, and any other business. I've got George Stradd, I've got Mo Stewart, and I've got Phil Blundell. I say, George, I mean, it wasn't the best penalty shootout of all time. In fact, if Bobby Firmino's penalty was a hangover, it'd be Mo's hangover.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a player sit a goalkeeper down and then still miss. That was outrageous, that. He strolled up to it, complete confidence, and then went, go ahead, mate, you sit down. You have a nice big sit down there, and I'll just chip it over the bar. He's from Brazil, and he's not going to World Cup. He's not asked. What else are you going to do? He's not going to leave out the squad because of that. But I thought the other penalties were all right, you know. I thought we did all right in general.
It's mad putting a kid on the first one.
It is.
Especially when you've got a lad who's won a final. Taking a pen. Yeah. He's like, I'll just go six. Just throw that kid up.
It was a bit of a dereliction of duty. I thought we looked out for leadership all night. I thought we missed it a little bit all over the park. And yeah, sending him up for that penalty was absolutely wild. You could see him shrinking as they were waving the lighters and the phones at him as he was going. Yeah, but he's not yellow, he was brave, he got up there. You know you love it, Phil.
No, I mean, maybe it doesn't matter who takes them when you've got Kevin Callaghan in goal.
I mean, I think Bobby missed on purpose because he knew that Callaghan was just going to keep saving him. It's just like, literally, this is your time to shine, mate. We know you haven't played all year, so come out and make the most of it. But yeah, as soon as it went to pen, like, Derby were playing for pens from like half an hour in. And I always
think
Saturday afternoon.
I'll be honest, I think you're about 30 minutes late there, Mo.
To be fair. Well, I mean, to be honest, I was so angry at their keeper that I actually went on his Instagram.